One of Hendrix's favorite tunes. Hooray for Hollywood. Golden Globe 75th awards ceremony last night in great fashion. Renee Barg does a great job for Extra. And she was on the red carpet last night. First time on our show. We welcome Renee. Hey, Renee, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Welcome to LI News Radio here on the island. And I got to tell you, I thought it was very well done last night overall. It really was. I thought Seth Meyers did a great job as the host. He moved it along. A couple of jokes here and there. Great statement by all the ladies out there wearing the black to show support for Time's Up, the anti-sexual harassment initiative. But I thought it was well done the entire evening. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I completely agree. It was a very different tone for an award show, you know, of all of these award shows that I've attended over the last 8 years. It was something special. And I think that Seth Meyers did a really, really good job. I mean, what an incredibly difficult job to be given at this point in time. But I think he did a really good job, and I think he was received really well. So, all in all, I thought it was definitely a really special night.
I really did. I thought Meyers did a great job. I thought he balanced the cracking of the jokes with being respectful, and I thought that was important, Renee.
Yeah, for sure. And that was a really, it would have been quite a difficult balancing act, I think, for him, especially, you know, that opening monologue. But it definitely was the tone and the theme of the night, and appropriately so.
And how about Oprah Winfrey? I mean, it was a great speech. She lifted the crowd to its feet. An emotional speech accepting this Lifetime Achievement Award. I thought it was well done. You saw when they panned to the crowd. I mean, just everybody mesmerized on Oprah Winfrey on that stage. And I thought really the perfect individual to kind of culminate the night, to culminate all the statements that have been made. I thought it was just well done by Oprah.
Oh, I mean, she's incredible. She's amazing, and there's no surprises that, you know, since that speech, that she's, you know, the whole thing has been trending on social media, and now the hashtag Oprah2020 has gone viral, and now we, you know, as Seth Meyers says, we wait and see.
That's pretty much it. Talking with Renee Barg, of course, from Extra, the Golden Globes, a very powerful, concerted message about and from women addressing sexual harassment and gender inequity. And they also kind of highlighted at various times the awkward challenge of tackling a lot of sobering issues all within an award show format. I thought it was well done and a well-given line regarding Natalie Portman as far as Best Director and the all-male nominees. All-male nominees. Talk about inequity there, Renee, huh?
Yes, for sure. I mean, I think the thing that was so incredible last night, too, was hearing women go off script and say what they wanted to say and not feel like they have to be so polite, because I think that's how women have felt for so long, that we just have to be polite. And that's true. I mean, there are so many incredible female directors, but not to take away from the winner last night, Guillermo, because he is an incredibly talented director, and Shape of Water, you know, he deserved that for Shape of Water. So not taking away from that at all.
No question. Guillermo del Toro, of course, wonderful director. We've spoken about him before. A couple of firsts last night with Sterling K. Brown. Renee becoming the first African-American actor to win in the Best Actor in a TV Drama category for This Is Us. Also, Aziz Ansari, a favorite of mine, became the first Asian-American actor to win a Golden Globe for Best Actor in a TV Comedy. And that for a Master of None, two very, very well-deserved awards there for those guys.
Yes, agreed. And it just seems crazy that we're even saying that, but it's the first time for an African-American and for an Asian to win in those categories. So, I mean, I'm glad that last night, it's already feeling like the needle is shifting and changing, and it's good to see it happening in Hollywood finally.
A couple of other notes, you know, Big Little Lies, one of the big winners last night, Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon involved with this, Laura Dern. I mean, a great cast. This show has gotten a lot of high acclaim here, huh?
Oh, Big Little Lies. It was my favorite show. I was absolutely obsessed with it, and I'm so happy it's coming back for season two. I think they kind of had to with all of these accolades. There's no way they could just let that show go when it was so well received. And those women are just all so incredibly talented and lovely, and I love seeing them on the red carpet. So, yeah, I'm really excited they're coming back for season two and really proud of them for all their achievements because they, you know, talk about girl power.
No question. Renee Bark from Extra does a wonderful job, by the way, on that show. We'll get into that in closing in a second. Outside of, you know, all the great stuff that did happen last night, Renee, your assessment as far as some of the snubs, what were some surprises that kind of got you, not only with the nominations, but anything that took place last night as far as winners and losers?
No huge surprises, to be honest. The only thing I guess was just, you know, wishful thinking, or I was hoping for I, Tonya to do a little better. I really loved the film, and maybe I was just biased because of Margot. I thought Margot Robbie did just such an incredible performance, and on top of that, the fact that she produced the film and she kind of was spearheading the whole thing and made it happen, I was hoping to see her get a little, you know, a little recognition for that. But I mean, I guess being nominated, you know, even though we say that's a line, but being nominated is an honor in itself. I just maybe thought they were going to pick up a little more. But in saying that, Allison Janney winning for her role in I, Tonya was so well-deserved, and that made me very happy because, I mean, she's been in this business a long time, and that's her first ever Golden Globe in that category, so I thought that was really exciting for her. But yeah, other than that, no huge surprises. I saw Three Billboards Outside Missouri, and I knew it was going, I hoped it was going to really well because the performances were just unbelievable, and that was probably my favorite film of all of them. So yeah, in terms of that, no big surprises.
And I'll tell you one snub I thought, and I've stated on this program many a time, I thought Gal Gadot, who in my opinion saved DC Comics with Wonder Woman, and not even to have a nomination. Not only that, Patty Jenkins for director, not even a nomination there. I thought that was disgraceful.
That is true. That's a very good point. It's hard with the you know, the superhero, Marvel, those films, they don't necessarily get recognition at big award shows. And so I agree with you there. But I think in terms of when it comes to box office, they make up for it there.
No question. Talk to me about Extra and everything else. You guys do a great job. You know, some of these shows can get tiresome. You guys move it along, quick pace. I love the interviews and stuff. Give me a little 30-second scenario as far as Extra and Mario Lopez.
Well, I mean, tonight's show is going to be pretty awesome. I have to say we're very proud of our award show coverage because we've got an incredible team covering all angles. We had Mario on the red carpet with myself and O Magazine's creative director Adam Glassman. And then Tanika Ray was backstage with all of the winners as soon as they accepted their awards. And then we have Mark and Terry, who were at the after parties, partying, staying up late with all the stars. So in terms of our award show coverage, we did it from all angles. And we spoke to all the stars on the red carpet. We got some really incredible interviews. So you'll want to tune in for that.
All right, we'll check it out. Check out Renee on Extra every night. Check out your local stations. And Renee, a pleasure. Hopefully we'll have you on again.
Thank you. I would love that.
Great having you. Renee Bark, folks.